Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Treatment Room Podcast with your host, Tessa Zolli. Today is a huge, huge day for me. Feels so, so surreal. Today is the launch or the birthday of my brand, Free Skin by Tessa, and I want to chat more in this episode about what my brand is all about, you know, what my products are about, and share that with you. So, because I know you guys are a curious bunch and there are going to be so many questions, I wanted to have a place where you could just get all of the details and get to know my products and, you know, kind of the mission behind all of this. But first, I just have to say thank you. Like, thank you guys so, so much. I probably could never say it enough. And I know this is like an hour podcast you're listening to and then you'll go about your day, but you guys have completely changed my life and I would not be here without you. I am so, so grateful for this community. You guys really believed in me before I believed in myself, and I feel like I have grown up so much with you guys. So that's why this community really does feel like a community to me. And I just know what a special thing that is. I am so, so lucky to have people who have my back and who are curious about the content I post and feel like you could look up to me for some inspiration or education. That means so, so much to me. And I mean, I'm just kind of emotional today because I've been thinking about what a journey this has been. I have taken so many twists and turns in my life and in this career. And you guys have always, always like had my back and stood by me and believed in me. And I know everyone doesn't get that. And I can't really imagine my life without this community. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have these products. So I am just truly so grateful. And I want to talk about Free Skin by Tessa today and, you know, about the products and ingredients, of course, and why I love them and why I created them, but also the mission behind this brand. And when I think about the mission of Free Skin by Tessa, there is kind of a head and a heart. So I want to talk about both. You guys are the heart. I hope you feel like you are a part of this brand and part of this launch because I really want it to be a celebration, not just about the physical bottles, but about really pursuing what excites you and makes you happy and, you know, what scares you. I think sometimes you guys ask, like, you know, do you have anxiety? Do you struggle? And of course, like maybe more than anybody I know, I am scared all the time. I'm scared of my own shadow. And for the past week, I have been so nervous and anxious and I've been waking up at 4 a.m. on the dot. I don't know why, every single day this past week, because it's like my brain can't shut off and I can't wait to get the day started. And there's, you know, definitely lots of things on the to-do list, but I hope you guys know it's so okay to be scared and to be nervous and for your voice to shake and to not know for sure if you're making the right choice. I had Miracle the Estee on last week and I'm so glad I did because we talked about how do you know when something is right? Like, how do you know when it's okay to make that leap? And it was really comforting to hear her say, like, I did not know for sure. And it was just a leap. And that's what a leap of faith is. You know, it's not knowing what's on the other side and not knowing how it's going to be received. But the important thing is putting yourself in that arena. And I really hope you guys take that in. Put yourself in the arena. It is so worth it. And that means not always making the most comfortable or easy decision. There are so many times in my life when it would have been easier to just, you know, kind of keep quiet and keep doing what I was doing and not switch it up. But I am so glad I took that risk. And I feel like I really kind of am a wild card sometimes, because I will go to college for 4 years and get a journalism degree and, you know, work in an industry for 4 or 5 years. And then I will switch it up if I get excited or curious about something else. And that is one thing I will give myself credit for. But no, it's not easy. Yes, I'm scared. I'm so scared of launching product. And I know there are going to be, you know, people who maybe don't get it or don't like it or whatever it may be, but that cannot deter you from doing what you want to do. And, you know, I also talked about this with Miracle, like having those hard conversations with your bosses. It's really hard to do that, to, you know, sit down with somebody and to speak up for a curiosity or something that hasn't happened yet, and to take a risk and take a chance. And even for me to sit down in front of my desktop computer 4 years ago and record a video on my webcam about Glossier products and, you know, whatever I was loving at the moment, which is not exactly what I love now, but the passion was there. And it's hard to hit upload. It is hard to have those conversations. It is hard to switch career paths. It is hard to bet on yourself and invest, you know, your savings and your life earnings on yourself. It's hard. Most people will not do that. I love Miracle for bringing that up, but it is worth it. And I really, really feel like you guys are a lot like me. I feel like estheticians are these really, really special people. And when I talk about the heart of Free Skin by Tessa, that is you guys. That is the community. That is what the community is to me. And it's not about looking at somebody else's page and, you know, feeling jealous because they have a better, you know, furniture in their spa or nicer products or a better Instagram layout or more followers, or they're making more money. It's not about that. You all have something completely unique and amazing and valuable to offer this community. And I hope no one ever feels stuck. You are never stuck, and you are never defined by a title, be it, you know, esthetician, or if you're in another career field, or you feel like, you know, you're a mom or whatever it may be. So you put limiting beliefs on yourself. Free Skin by Tessa is about literally believing in your wildest dreams and doing it and putting your name on the label. So I hope you guys feel like you are a part of this brand, because you really, really are. And I hope this feels like a win for all of us. And I have to say, Douglas Preston has been such an inspiration to me, and he really encouraged me to do this and to bet on myself. And he's always talked a lot about things I never thought about, like being financially independent and having autonomy and cutting out the middleman where you can. And I'm so lucky and grateful I get to work with so many amazing brands, and I will continue to do so because I value, you know, certain things about each product I work with. But I do believe in estheticians finding the gaps, and we know where the gaps are. We're the ones who are working on people's skin every single day. We know ingredients and product. I think we know skin better than anybody else. And estheticians are kind of like superhuman to me. I think we are amazing. I think we're so multifaceted. We are so diverse. We have so many different, like, superpowers it's really amazing to be so attuned to other people and to be so self-aware and to be driven and hardworking and smart and strategic and caring and passionate and empathetic. So many amazing qualities that go into being an esthetician. And I think we can be so overlooked and the career can be so just not fully understood. But I hope you guys know, I think you are absolutely amazing. And I know everybody has something to bring to the table. I really, really want to get away from just, you know, feeling jealous of one another or ever like speaking badly on another esthetician. It's just not what life is about. We all have something incredible and we may not all always get along, but we have to respect each other and respect what we do and respect everyone doing what is best for them and doing different things. So I really hope when you see somebody doing something cool on Instagram or whatever it may be so happy for them because it just means you can do it too. And it's a win for all of us. And I knew like putting my products on Instagram, I knew there was probably some people because I used to feel like this when I'd see a brand launch or somebody doing something cool or somebody opening a spa or having a business, I would think that is so cool, but not for me. Like could never be me. That's so great for them, but I couldn't feel farther away from that. And I just want you to know there is so much time in life. We are not in a rush. There's time to accomplish all of your dreams. So I really hope when you guys see like my stuff on Instagram, you feel like you're a part of this too, because you are like, you are the driving force behind it. And it is a win for everybody. It's a win for the collective. It's a win for estheticians being empowered and autonomous and independent. So I just wanted to say that because I know how it feels when you see like the final product or the final photography images, and you may not see everything that went into it. And you guys know, like, this has been a journey. This was not a one and done, make a quick buck kind of thing at all. And I went into this knowing like I could lose all of my savings. I could lose everything I put into this, but it'd be worth it. And that might sound cheesy or sentimental, but I have always wanted to do this ever since I was little, like to my core. I'm going to talk about the products more in a little bit, but they have to do with cleansing. Cleansing has always been something I've been so fascinated by as a little girl. And it almost feels like, I don't know if spiritual is the right word, but it feels like the best feeling ever to feel like purified and cleansed. And it's so funny. I was thinking about this memory the other day when I went to go visit my grandmother in Kentucky. And I was with my mom. We'd go on these little like mother-daughter trips. And I remember like also growing up in the 90s, the skincare industry was not what it is today at all. Like, drugstore face washes were as good as it got. But I remember on this trip, we only had a bar of soap. And I was obsessed with washing my face at that age. Like, the little SD has always been in me. But I remember like asking my mom, like, is there anything else to wash my face? Like, I don't want to use a bar of soap. It doesn't feel good. My mom, she's learned a lot from me being an esthetician. But, you know, she didn't grow up with skincare and she didn't get it. She's like, just use the bar of soap. Like, what's the big deal? And I just remember even being little and being very aware that like using a bar of soap on my skin didn't feel good. Like, it felt stripping. It felt strange. And I didn't like that feeling. Like, I wanted to feel comfortable in my skin, literally. And I've told you guys this, like, I would beg my mom to take me to the drugstore to look at face washes. And like, we would get, you know, what was on sale. And like that was the height of luxury to me. It was so cool, but I've always been so fascinated by product. And even before I went to esthetician school, I had this little notebook and I would draw, I would draw little bottles and draw my products. And I didn't know anything about skincare or ingredients or skin, but I've just always had a fascination with product. I think it's more important than we give it credit for. It's more than just like a physical bottle or a formula. It's part of your daily routine. And I'm huge on routine, morning and nighttime routines, because I know it's how we start our day and how we end our day. Like, it's how we wake up with ourselves, how we face the world, and it's how we close the day and how we like say goodbye to ourselves at night and set ourselves up for the next day. And I think there's a lot of power in routine, great product that doesn't add friction to somebody's life. It's effortless and it's effective and it's enjoyable to use. And that is really the mission behind the products I created. So you guys are the heart, and the head is what I'll talk about next in terms of my business and where I saw gaps. And it's so crazy how the timing of life works out, right, guys? Like I did not know I would be like creating routines for people, and I didn't know I'd be in a position where like the timing would be perfect to launch a brand that I can encourage my clients to use. And because I'm so involved in every step of their routine, like this is really what I needed. These products are what I needed for my clients. So Free Skin by Tessa is so special to me because it's like, it's about the empowerment and it's emotional and it's about inspiring the collective, but it also very much made sense for what I needed to do and what was missing. So let's get into a little bit. Now that I feel like I just gave like a graduation speech. Let's get into a little bit about the products and what they're about and why I love them. Okay, Free Skin by Tessa, let's get into it. I think a lot of you have known for a while. I just don't always agree with what's popular, what's mainstream, or even like what has been traditional. And that's another piece of this brand, is just trusting your instinct and of course being smart and not just jumping to conclusions when it comes to what you're noticing in your treatment room. But I think estheticians all notice certain patterns, and we might notice different things which make up different philosophies, and I think that is beautiful. I think that's beautiful. For me, I have realized in my practice, double cleansing as it stands with certain products — I'm not saying all oil cleansers are all double cleansing — I've just found a lot of them aren't effective. And part of that has to do with the classic law of skincare. Using skincare with molecules in order from smallest to largest. So to me, starting with an oil cleanse or a large molecule hasn't made sense to me. And I have seen issues with it in my practice. That is not to say it can't work for somebody. It can't work for a lot of people, but the people who come to me are typically in a place where they need a corrective approach. Oftentimes we're talking about, you know, very inflamed acne or rosacea, and I found a lot of those clients just were not benefiting from using cleansing balms or what is out there on the market. And again, not to say there can't be one that works, or if you have an oil cleanser you love, like I love that for you. It is about offering an alternative and offering innovation, and literally just that, like offering an alternative for the people who it's not working for. It's not, you know, condemning double cleansing as it stands. Like there can be both. And I hope like people can be receptive to that, you know, there can be different alternatives. And I just don't believe there is any one size fits all routine for anybody. So Yeah, I've always felt like I wanted to create an alternative. And my system is very, very simple. I wouldn't say it's like reinventing the wheel entirely. It's just innovative and making a system that is seamless. And a little bit of a tangent, but when I was working on this line and starting it, I had 13 products, you guys. I was going to launch with 13 products. And up until like 70% of the way through, that's what I was planning. And it wasn't until the end. And I took a class with Joelle Lee on private labeling, which was amazing. And I highly, highly recommend. And I think she's so intelligent and strong. And I adore her and look up to her a lot. One thing she said in that class was start small. And, you know, I kind of heard that and just, you know, put it in the back of my mind and thought, no, I need to create this whole collection. And, you know, I want to put it all out there at once. And I think along the way, I just realized if I'm overwhelmed, how do I think like somebody else is going to feel when I'm dropping 12 new products for them to, you know, get to know and understand right away. And I feel like there's also been so much confusion with skincare lately to the point where it gets like a little bit ugly. Like it gets so political with people disagreeing with one another. And I just wanted to simplify. I wanted to literally pare things down with two cleansers. So that's what I did. I launched with my double cleanse system. So I think going into the marketplace, the skincare marketplace, which is so saturated, I think I understood that. And I also understand how much confusion there is out there. And a lot of my audience is on the younger side. I see a lot of Gen Z clients. And part of that is because of social media and because they come from TikTok. And you guys know, like when you go on social media, sometimes when it comes to skincare, it feels like a war zone. There are so many opinions and so much confusion. And it just honestly breaks my heart. I can't tell you how many young clients have come to me like in the past couple of weeks and said, you know, I'm so at the end of my rope. Like I'm so confused. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's right anymore. And by the way, like, is it okay to wash my face in the shower? And the first time I heard that, I was so stunned and just like, what? When did it become? Like, when did we start to question things that make doing our skincare, like washing our face in the shower, things that make it doable? Like, when did that start to feel like something we question? It shouldn't be a thing. And so I think I realized from that, like going into this marketplace that's so saturated and where there's so much consumer confusion, how can I even enter? And I felt like the only way to do that was to really pare things down and make a system. I think systems are the building blocks of routine, and routine is how you get results. So I wanted to create an incredibly simplified system. And looking at what I know to be true about skincare in terms of working from a small molecule to a largest. And that means using an oil if you choose to do so at the end of the routine. How can I make cleansing about cleansing? Because I know sometimes when it comes to oil cleansing, there is like this false feeling of feeling like your skin is so soft. And that can be because there is a coating of residue or oil on the skin. And that simply happens because it's very difficult to fully cut an oil-based cleanser with a water-based cleanser. And some of them can emulsify and emulsify better than others. But I think it is bold to assume all of them equally remove every trace of oil and work for absolutely all skin types. I think, you know, certain oils or occlusives are often labeled acne safe. And if you've ever struggled with acne, like, you know, you know, like somebody might call something acne safe, But is it really that way for everybody? And I think we know non-comedogenic is a sliding scale, and certain things that like wouldn't be a problem for some could be problematic for others. So when it comes to oils, I think we can just be a little hasty to say like, oh, it's acne safe. It's acne safe. You know, it emulsifies, but does it 100%? And I know for me, just oil cleansing didn't work. And a lot of people I look up to in the industry, Douglas Preston, Renee Rouleau, Shani Darden, Jan Marini, and even brands that I use in my practice, like Is Clinical and Glymed, oil cleansing, like as much as we may respect the tradition of it and the roots and the origin, estheticians and professionals have, you know, a right to build systems that are different from the mainstream, or, you know, not include an oil cleanser, or say, I don't recommend it for everyone. That is okay. So I wanted to embrace double cleansing, but in a way that was truly inclusive for everybody. And because in my practice, I really see so many people who need corrective help, removing an oil cleanser and inserting something different that was completely water rinseable, that rinses totally so that a toner would not even be required. You know, still something you're totally able to use, but not required. That was important to me in making sure, you know, if I'm saying this is non-comedogenic, it is completely, you know, non-problematic for everyone. So I created Undo, which is my version of an oil cleanse or a cleansing balm. It feels very much like a traditional cleansing balm. And I know that's so important to a lot of people. They love how luxurious and just enjoyable and soft it is to use. And Undo feels so buttery and wonderful to use. I love to use it during facial massage. This is an ultra mild, gentle cleansing lotion that dissolves makeup instantly. It is safe to use around the eyes, but it also deeply cleans at the same time and rinses completely clean. So again, you wouldn't have to use a toner after, although I enjoy using one and that's one of my favorite parts of the routine. So I do, but you don't have to. If you're a very simple person, you can use this cleanser and, you know, have no problem. And after you remove Undo, you will notice the skin feels ultra soft. It feels fresh and comfortable, not tight or stripped, but at the same time, skin is completely clean, fresh, and, you know, you're ready to take on the day. I chose to use Yuca, which is a saponin-rich natural plant cleanser, for my cleansing agent because it has such incredible antiseptic, antibacterial, and calming anti-inflammatory benefits. So I wanted all of my acne-prone skin types, rosacea skin types, to get that benefit of something that is removing bacteria, but at the same time, calming that inflammation and not adding to it in any way. Of course, I love green tea. It's one of my favorite ingredients in skincare, which is a soothing plant antioxidant. And I wanted to really implement the idea of calming the skin and restoring the skin while we are cleansing. I also chose to use Sea Whip, which is a very soothing sea plant, and it gives the product that, you know, super emollient, lovely texture. And then lastly, panthenol, which is provitamin B5. And this helps keep skin hydrated and comfortable through cleansing. So the theme, you guys can probably tell, of using my products is very much in terms of all of the ingredients focused around how can we address the problematic condition by removing bacteria and gently removing oil and impurities and calming the skin and restoring it back to a state of homeostasis while cleansing, because that is what a cleanser is supposed to do. You know, It should remove makeup and it should feel nice and comfortable and soft and condition the skin, but at the same time, it should clean the skin, you know? So that is my take on a cleansing balm. That is the first product in my cleansing system is Undo, like Undo the Day. And this is a cleansing lotion that can be used by, again, all skin types, including very dry or dehydrated skin or post-procedure skin. Also very important because I found I have so many products, like way more than the average person because I'm in this industry, in this world. But I realized, like, coming home from microneedling or procedures, I don't have a single product in my, or cleanser in my arsenal that doesn't contain any acids. So none of my cleansers contain acids, and they are safe to use every day, twice a day, even three times a day. And that was important because I know a lot of my clients also work out in the middle of the day or, you know, have this kind of lifestyle, or maybe they're wearing their mask or, you know, need to wash off their makeup and start over. So I wanted to put something out there that they didn't have to worry about doing that. So even the most dry or dehydrated or rosacea prone skin can use Undo. The other reason I wanted to make Undo was I saw a big audience of people who was afraid to wash their face in the morning. And I know, and I've seen firsthand, that we can improve their skin if we add in a morning cleanse. And, you know, products and ingredients and formulations have come a long way in the past 5 or 10 years where, sure, you know, if you're using a morning burst cleanser twice a day, your skin might be stripped and impaired, but we can actually improve and heal and better the skin through cleansing. So I don't want anyone to be afraid of cleansing their face. And we have only two opportunities to make the most of our routines, and that's the morning and the nighttime. So I think it's so important to start completely fresh with a clean canvas. And, you know, at night, our skin goes through all of the reparative processes and, you know, we use products that increase our cell turnover rate. So the byproduct of that is a buildup of cells and oil. And this is where acne starts in the follicle. Rosacea can also be improved. And when I put my rosacea clients on a regimen, I recommend they wash their face in the morning and at night to remove that oil and cell buildup that can be a trigger for the Demodex mite. And just for anyone in general, even with the most normal skin, you want to start completely fresh in the morning with a clean canvas so that you are not wasting, you know, your vitamin C product in the morning, putting that on a layer of product residue. So I hope Undo is kind of that gateway product that allows people who were afraid to wash their face to realize, oh, I can cleanse my face in the morning. And not only am I like not stripping my skin, I can actually heal it and improve it. And my skin will be better because of that morning cleanse. And before I get into Low Foam, which is my gel cleanser, I wanted to mention all of my products are free of fragrance, like truly free of fragrance, free of essential oils, free of dyes, and free of acids or sulfates or just common sensitizers. And that's not because I don't love an acid. Believe me, I do. And it's not because I think essential oils are the devil. My skin responds very well to products that contain essential oils. And I even enjoy, you know, having a scent to my products a lot of times. And I know there's a big difference between something like Kylie Skin that has perfume versus a Glymed Plus that's using the highest grade of botanical extracts, and the products have a scent to them because of those extracts. It's very different from perfume. But being in my position as a corrective skin specialist, seeing people from all over the country, I am seeing this increasing trend in more inflammation, more allergies, more sensitivities, and just people who haven't worked with an esthetician, their skin is not strong it's very unpredictable. And a lot of people come to me with a compromised barrier. So we really need to start with a good basic foundation to their routine, because I don't feel my products are basic in the sense of formulation, but in terms of giving them products that are not going to add fuel to the flame or add to their inflammation, like what we really need to do is pare things down, remove excess oil, make sure the skin is clean and that follicle is not congested, because that is where acne starts, in the follicle. We're not adding inflammation on any level, and we're calming the skin through the entire process. And I feel like that is just what a lot of people are preferring these days. And it's just so interesting, because I think when skincare started getting more popular, like I remember getting the Calgon, like Bath and Body products, or even Bath and Body Works, like getting those products, or Lush products. Like fragrance has been driving the skincare industry like from its inception. So it's really interesting to see the industry start to go in a different direction, where most people I talk to do not want fragrance. They don't want sensitizing ingredients. Not that, you know, essential oils are always sensitizing, but if they've had issues with it, or, you know, they have certain health conditions where fragrance is not encouraged, or they suffer from migraines and they just can't do the fragrance in the products, I wanted to have something to offer people. And I wanted to say like, oh, you've got your skin microneedled, like you can use these products. Oh, your skin burns every time you wash your face, I have something for you. These are products that are going to restore and enhance and heal your skin through the cleansing process. And that will set you up for the foundation for strong, healthy skin. And if your skin is burning or getting congested in step one, that's where I want to offer an alternative. Next up, we have low foam, which is part two of my two-step system. It is an ultra mild, soap-free, sulfate-free cleansing gel. It's amazing because you can also, just like Undo, you can use it around the eyes. It dissolves makeup. It is ophthalmologist tested and approved to use around the eye area, which not every product has been tested to use around the eyes. I think sometimes we assume, but these products have actually been okayed to do that. And what I really wanted out of both of these cleansers was for the skin to feel completely clean after using them, and to avoid that feeling of like, I need to take a cotton pad and like remove this residue of like oil or whatever it may be. So your skin will feel totally soft, fresh, and comfortable after cleansing, which is a sign that the skin's protective barrier is still intact after cleansing. Corneotherapy is also at the heart of my practice, everything I do in working with clients, and also, of course, my products. I never want to compromise the skin to reach a goal. And I think that's so important in cleansing. And it's shocking how many... it is a lot of young people that come to me that are using like supposed safe cleansers that aren't supposed to impair the skin in any way and just kind of like, you know, be that safe thing. But at the same time, their barrier is compromised and their skin is stinging every time they wash their face. And there are just people who are more sensitive than others and who might feel like, you know, their friends can use those products every day, but for some reason they can't. So this is where, again, my system is inclusive and healing and helps us accomplish the goal of washing our skin and not destroying it in the process, not congesting it in the process, just restoring it again back to homeostasis. And with this gel, you will notice it is a low foaming product. Like you do get a decent foam, which I know a lot of people find really satisfying, including myself. So I wanted to find a way to provide like a little bit of a foaming action, but instead of using a traditional sodium lauryl sulfate, I use sodium lauryl oat amino acids, which are a very exceptionally mild foaming agent derived from oats. So again, like healing and calming the skin through the process of cleansing, that is so important to me. And if you've ever had like a reaction or eczema and you've heard take an oatmeal bath, that's because oats are incredibly soothing and calming and help to calm the inflammation. So the main difference between the two products is the foaming agent. In Undo, I use Yuca as my, you know, soap agent. And in low foam, I am using the sodium lauryl oat amino acids as that foaming agent. The rest of the ingredients, sea whip, green tea, and panthenol, are the same in low foam as they are in Undo. And that was also important to me. I wanted to create a very compatible system instead of, you know, I feel like a lot of people feel like they have to mix and match. And even with the products I had in my business, I felt like I had to mix and match and use, you know, different cream cleansers or gel cleansers to get a double cleanse, but they weren't made together. They weren't made synergistically. So having similar ingredients that are compatible and going to work together was also part of creating the system. So that is low foam. It is designed for oily to normal skin, but at the same time, this is a very, very mild, gentle, and calming cleansing gel. So although it is ideal for those more oily skin types, a rosacea prone skin type, or somebody who feels like their skin frequently burns from cleansers, they could pick this up as well and have success with it too. And I felt like not only was there this gap in the marketplace for consumers to get a high quality, fragrance-free, sulfate-free, acid-free cleanser. And not only that, like a double cleansing system. I felt like in the treatment room, there was a gap as well. And a lot of our products as professionals are so sophisticated. And, you know, there's so many amazing cleansers out there. But I think sometimes certain people do get left behind because the products are so sophisticated. And you won't always find like a fragrance-free, acid-free, high quality cleanser in the spa world either. And I think it's very needed. And especially as professionals who have people coming into our treatment room who we may have never seen before, having products there that if you're a little bit nervous, like knowing that you can give them a thorough cleanse without their face, you know, getting irritated or compromised in the first step, because that is never a good feeling. I know you guys have been there giving a facial, and in the first couple minutes, somebody's like, is my face supposed to stay? So what I'm so excited about is also extending my products to the professional world. And because of the size of the products, which by the way, they're both 8.5 fluid ounces. So you get a decent sized bottle. I've kind of felt like this was the perfect size where somebody could take it home and use it for 3 or 4 months and like really get their money's worth out of it. But also at the same time, it would support the needs of an esthetician in the spa, because it's kind of that perfect happy medium where you're not going to run out super quickly as a consumer or as an esthetician if you are pumping this every single day. And the pump was also very important to the product design. Like, how annoying is it when you're in the shower to have to turn a bottle upside down to get the product out, especially a cream-based product? It can be really difficult to get it out. Or when you're in a facial to need to do that. No, like I wanted to eliminate that minor inconvenience or friction in somebody's day or in the treatment room. So it's just easy for an esthetician to reach to your back bar, like pump, as you should, grab the product and, you know, be able to activate it in your hands and then apply it to the client. So that is my spiel. Thank you guys so much for listening and following along. I know the ones that listen to this podcast, like you guys are the real ones. Like sometimes, you know, there's random people on Instagram who are late to following your journey. Like, I feel like you guys really know my heart and know me, and I cannot thank you enough. I would not be here. My life would not be what it is I'm so grateful to do what I love every single day and to get to be creative and innovative and try things and take risks. I would not be able to do that if it weren't for you guys. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I truly love you. I hope you love the products. If you try them out, you have to let me know what you think. I hope if you are that person that has felt like kind of just not included in the skincare world because you can't use certain things, I hope Free Skin by Tessa is such a happy home for you. And just know there is more to come. This is just the beginning. This is the foundation. I wanted to really start at square one with you guys. So thank you so much for listening. I love you more than anything. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Oh my God, I forgot to say, you can shop the products in the show notes below. So I'll link that there. Also, just go have a browse and check out my website. This is one of the reasons like the products have taken so long, like long after, you know, I decided on the final formulas, the website and the branding, like all of that is a whole nother thing and took like honestly a year. So please go check out the website, even for 2 seconds. It would mean so much because I worked really hard on it and just wanted it to be beautiful and inspiring. So go check that out. There are also some really cool little downloads for the products on my website. So you can click the download link at the bottom of my website, and you can do that from your cell phone. And you can just download little PDFs that are like guides to using my products in different ways to double cleanse in different circumstances. So I wanted the brand to be very interactive and fun and a learning experience. So that's really what it's all about. I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.